Testing, testing, testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing. Is this working?
You should be very careful.
I am broadcasting
from
an undisclosed location this morning.
You should be.
I am not in Dallas, and I am not in Kansas City either. Sybil.
Hello, Mr. Joyner Jinx. Hello, Sir Jinx-a-Lot.
Where's Jay?
He's probably just over the moon and giddy with excitement.
He is not in the studios.
Well, he was early yesterday.
He was early yesterday.
And so now...
You haven't heard from him?
No, I texted him this morning and got no response.
What about last night?
Oh, my God.
He was busy?
Was he busy?
Okay. Wow. Wow.
Go ahead. You started this. You got to keep up the illusion.
Oh, my goodness.
Where can you give us some ideas, like where in the world is Tom Joyner? Can we play that game?
Let's just put it like this. I need oxygen. Where I am right now, I need oxygen.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm running pretty low right now.
How you feeling about Kansas City tonight?
Ooh.
Should they be worried?
Kansas City should be worried. Kansas City should be worried.
Okay, so
what?
When we last met, before we went off the air yesterday, you were assuring Cowboys fans
I did.
That you were on
the bandwagon.
And everything would be all right.
And the wheels came off.
Man.
Oh, my God.
I have friends who are in town and Redskin fans. They want to appoint you to sainthood.
Oh yeah,
for your fine work last night. Cowboys fans, however, sorry.
I may need quarantine.
Yeah,
the bandwagon needs to be sterilized.
And you might need some transfusions or something.
Yeah, I do. I am in quarantine
with the nurse. They can't go home.
Testing. Sound all right?
Yeah. It sounds legitimate. You really are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you're going to keep this going all show, but.
I'll be back in 21 days. I'll be back in 21 days.
Okay.
Put myself in quarantine.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you may need that.
Seriously, where is Jay? Why did he leave?
Because he should be the happiest
he
of
should
all.
I thought he'd be here early.
I did too.
Just to mess with Super Dave.
Yeah. Oh, and there's no messing with David Robinson today.
No.
He can't even look at your seat to see where you normally sit. That's how disgusted he is today.
Wow. Oh boy is right. Mm. Ooh.
Now, did you watch the game?
Overtime.
Yeah. Did you
what time did it end?
It was late. It was 5 minutes into overtime when they kicked the three pointer shot
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. You even sent Tony Romo to the locker room for a quarter.
He broke his back.
Hey, well.
This is not good.
He's got a bad boo-boo.
He's
got a bad boo-boo on the back. But he came back. But
for what?
Well, because he's a player. I mean, that's what you do.
So stupid.
Why?
Because this wasn't the Super Bowl. This is a regular season game.
This is the Cowboys and the Indians. this is really.
You don't come back like Willis Reed out the locker room for the New York Knicks in the NBA playoffs. This was a regular season game.
I know, but this is still a big game nonetheless.
Between
Dallas and DC, yes.
You got a broken back. You got an injured back, a re-injured back, a back. You've had back pain before.
I have. I've had. It's horrible.
You haven't tried to. Oh,
wait. Oh, yeah, oh. You got to go back. Come on, quickly. Oh.
You ever tried? You know what back pain feels like? I mean, I can barely DJ with back pain.
Right.
You gonna play football?
I think he had to.
With back pain.
I think he had to.
No, that was stupid.
Play with pain.
He could have injured himself for the rest of the season.
Yeah, he could have.
He just had back surgery.
But I think as a player. You're just gonna give up the illusion. You're gonna give up. It's hard to keep that going, isn't it? No, I admire him for doing that. I don't think it's stupid.
I admire him for doing it too, but Sib, that's stupid.
But you understand what it means to go out there.
And I also understand what it means to perform when your back is hurting.
Yeah, but
Sybil, you've had back problems.
I understand. I have.
Yeah.
And I understand how difficult
everyone
it is.
Everyone has. There's no one living that doesn't have back problems and back pain.
I'm not going to call what he did stupid. I think that he did what he had to do.
I'm glad he came out. I'm glad he came back to try to save my reputation.
To save your reputation.
He's a neighbor.
Yeah.
I never see him.
Well.
You
saw more of him last night than you see him.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been in the.
Well, he's been, laying low for a long time.
He's been in the Seawood for a few years. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Well, maybe he'll go out trick-or-treating this weekend and you'll see him because he'll have to have some sort of costume on for the next couple of days. Yeah. Tom, I don't know. I don't know how you overcome this one. This is major. And then tonight, it's a 1-2 punch.
It is.
Tonight with Kansas City and San Francisco. This is game 6 of the World Series. No, you can't. You can't retreat. You can't change.
I can't get off the wagon.
No. I mean, you could if you really loved Kansas City. You could get off the bandwagon.
I do love Kansas City.
You do. And you could get off the bandwagon.
But I've ordered all this barbecue.
Well, no, and that's the reason why you get off.
I've ordered a lot of barbecue.
Right. So that I think
for game 7 and the victory.
I think that's why you get off the bandwagon.
I bought Gates out.
I know. And I'm willing to help you with the cost of that if you will get off the bandwagon.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of barbecue.
I know. That's how much I love them.
Where's Jay? I need help. I need some snappy comebacks.
I know.
Where's my wingman?
He's eating wings probably and just really happy. Oh, the Dallas Cowboys.
Of all days, he just leaves me out.
Well, that's the way them types is.
And you're right about that, Sid. You're right.